Who are the winners and the losers?
Good call.
I'm supposed to go out and bag them, but I'm a winner. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a great budget.
Is that pensioners richer?
No, mate, it's not for pension. I have to say I earn slightly more than the pension, but I'm a small businessman because I earn less than $2 million a year. And so, mate, I can go out and spend 20 grand and get 10 grand back.
Wow,
mate. Well, it's funny, I saw you recently, Rich. I wouldn't describe you as small.
Oh, mate, I'm tiny. I'm just minuscule. And, you know, and I've got to say, anyone wants to give me 10 grand, I'll put my hand up every single time.
Yeah, so explain that to us, Rich. Explain exactly what you're talking about there.
Well, what happens is if you're a small business, and I mean, by and large, it's a good thing. It's just that it's not targeted. You can buy $20,000 worth of equipment. You know, you can go out and buy a car for the business, a van, or you can buy a computer or whatever it might be, and you can write it off on your tax. If you're on the top tax rate, that means you're saving 10 grand. But if you're not, you're saving some percentage of that, and that's a very good thing. Mm. By and large, I think the small business initiatives are terrific. Because I think you've got to stimulate the economy somehow because it's struggling. It really is struggling. Mm-hmm. And you've got to get somebody into a job because unemployment is growing. And so to do it, you've got to stimulate. And I think that's a pretty good way of doing it. It's better than pink bats. So, I think it's a good idea. I'm all for it.
Quite often, Richo, when we see something from one side of politics, the other side jump up in arms and say, we don't want this, we hate this, and it's happened again. This morning, obviously, Labor is rejecting the whole budget verdict. Is there ever...
They've already said they're going to support the small business.
Okay. Well, is there ever going to be an issue that we all go together on, in politics in particular? If someone says, even if Labor say something, if Liberal go, you know what, it's not a bad idea from you guys, I think we're going to back that with you.
No, we should. I mean, the superannuations are wrought for the rich these days. If you're earning $10 million a year, you can be whacking a couple of million of it into super and washing tax out of it, mate. Yeah. That's just ridiculous. And the Liberals won't cop that. And Labor won't cop tightening of the pension rules, which are obviously a good idea. Mm. So I think the whole idea of bipartisanship has just gone out the window, and it's ridiculous. Good ideas are just good ideas. It doesn't matter who has them.
100%.
But neither side are prepared to accept the others ever, and I think that's a bit sad. Although, as I said, I'm pleased that Labor has already said they'll vote for that that package on small business. The other thing I think you've got to talk about is childcare. Now, this is a bit of an illusion. If they stick to the view, the government, that you can only have it if those $5 billion in cuts to family tax benefits were knocked back last year aren't passed, then they won't have it. Well, they're not going to have it because they're not going to be passed. And you think about it, if they were, all it means is for people listening to you that they're taking it off you on one hand and giving you some of it back on the other. It's just wrong, and that won't happen. There's no chance of the Senate passing those things, the family tax benefit stuff, so that's a bit of a joke. And that having been said, don't get carried away with the childcare either. Most of it starts in July 2017. You've got to wait a couple of years yet. So, it's not quite what it seems. And in any event, I think the thing that I don't like about the childcare package is if you're on $300,000 a year, you can claim it. Mate, that means we're not in the middle-class welfare anymore. We're in the upper-class welfare.
Hey, Richo, the other one too, mate, all those television options that are coming out now, like Netflix and whatnot, mate, they've been taxed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know why they stopped there. If you want to try and fix up business in Australia, why are we got these rules that you know, you can import, buy your dresses and your shoes and everything else, and a lot of, especially women, are doing it all the time, hurting retail in Australia no end. Why don't we whack it on them as well? I certainly agree with putting it on. I mean, this is a huge industry. If you got a goods and services tax, it's a service, it should be taxed. I just think they should have taken it a bit further.
Richo, you always tell it straight here, and we enjoy talking to you in Sky News Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. You can see more of Graham Richardson. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, mate. I love getting up early
off
for
the
you.
Thanks. Hey, Richo, off the Kingsley's today, Richo?
I tell you what, if I was, it wouldn't be that big a drama. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
See you, Richo. 7:21 on the grill team.